Ladies and gentlemen, they are Ireland's latest singing sensation. They've never played here before and they're thrilled to be back. Three women who have rocked the world of popular music with very little reward up till now. Ladies and gentlemen, give us a G!
G!
Thanks very much. Now put your hands together and your feet in the air for the fabulous, the fertile, the Newlyweds!
Busy Newlyweds, busy show, no need for makeup, we're on the radio, on a Tuesday at 6:30, 92 to 94 FM, or again, 11:30 AM, on a Wednesday, whoa, 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 Wednesday, that's Wednesday.
Thank you very much.
It's great to be here. That was a great intro you gave us, Seamus. Thanks very much.
It was nothing. Just a bunch of words which I name at the end.
Well, thanks anyway.
Thanks a lot. We're delighted to be here on the radio. We are indeed the Newlyweds, as our manager there pointed out. That's Nuala.
Nuala.
And Nuala, hence the name.
We've just come back from our three-month tour of Limerick. So it's fantastic.
It's great to be here. And we're going to be singing some original self-penned songs for you this evening. So if you're thinking to yourself, I haven't heard that tune before, that's why.
Just before we start, I'd just like to say thanks a million to Margot from Weight Watchers. If you're listening, Margot, how are you? Thanks a million, Margot. The 1, 2, 3 is working great. Thank you. Gas. She's 15 stone herself.
And I personally would like to thank Pretty Polly for the sheer-to-waist, high-shine, extra-support in the gusset nylons that I am wearing on my legs on the radio this evening. And I can see there's a man there in the second row who is absolutely flabbergasted by them.
I'd just like to thank Donny, our sound technician, for the three chords I'm going to be playing during the show. They are C, D and F minor in no particular order, you know. Sorry, finally, I just wanted to give an apology to Kylie Murphy and the Murphy family for the incident on the boat on the way over. Sorry, Kylie, you can invoice us for the dry cleaning. You know, we hit a bit of a wave there. Anyway, Nuala, are you feeling okay now?
Yes, thanks. I feel much better. I had a big sausage sandwich down in the BBC canteen before I came on.
Yeah.
Thanks to Maureen down there in the canteen.
Yeah, she was absolutely huge. Mm. Thanks, Maureen.
Anyway, so, Seamus, what's happening with you?
Well, to be honest, girls, it hasn't really been an easy week for me. Do you remember that novelty act I had on the books, Vince of a Thousand Voices?
Yeah.
I had to drop him. Turned out he was possessed. Look, the door-to-door karaoke's going down a bomb. And speaking of bombs, get ready to explode. I've got you the gig.
Really?
Hang on there, hold your horses, girls. Correction, I had you the gig, but it had to be postponed because the nurses went on strike. But mark my words, Sunday soon, yous are going to be crooning to the assembled staff and patients of the pulmonary ward of St. Mary's Hospital for sick chicks.
Fantastic.
Just leave it to Uncle Shamo. Don't get me wrong, Nuala, but what in the name of distressed hedgehogs have you done to your hair?
Shut up, Seamus.
No, Nuala, it's all right, Seamus. Audience members, crew, I'm glad you brought it up, Seamus. I wasn't going to. This was the work of Ramon.
Oh.
I went into him yesterday and I asked for a Jennifer Aniston. And I came out with a Keith Floyd.
Jeez, Nuala, did you not say anything to him?
I said, thank you, Ramon. I gave him a tip of a tenner, and I walked out. It was only later on, when I looked in the mirror, that I realised he'd completely butchered me.
But Nuala, did you not realise that in the salon?
Well, that's the thing about Ramones, you know. There's no mirrors. He's so good. You know, you don't need to see what he's doing. It's all based on trust. Mm. You're supposed to know how it's going by just the touch of his hands on your scalp and the way he's breathing.
So what went wrong then?
I don't know. I mean, I must have misread it. He was hyperventilating towards the end, and I did hear a few sobs. But I just thought that was part of the creative process, you know?
You should have gone straight back to him, Nuala. There's no point mourning to us all now that you look like some kind of freak out of a horror film about hair that went mad. Sorry, I said too much. Sorry, Nuala.
Nuala, please, don't mind her. It'll be all right when it grows out completely.
Yeah. Do you think so?
Yeah, just look on the bright side. I mean, at least... You're listening to the Newlers, the paramilitary wing of the Nolans, ambushing the airwaves from 92.4 to 94.6 FM in stereo. Hello, so don't touch the dial.
Well, it is great to be over from the mainland, I have to say. It's just...
It is absolutely fantastic to be here, and we do love touring abroad because as an Irish singing group, we do feel that our reputation precedes us because, of course, Ireland is famous all over the world for winning the Eurovision Song Contest time and again, God honest. Of course, not this year.
No.
We actually did enter the National Song Contest of Ireland with a view to representing our country in the Eurovision, but they chose another song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You know, we're not bitter. But I thought our song was great, you know. Mm. Come and ding your dang along.
Yeah. It went.
It was brilliant.
It was catchy.
Come and ding your dang along. Ding your dang along. F sharp.
No, oh, sorry, yes. Yeah. With something like that anyway. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Anyway, we've written another song with a view to representing Belgium next year. Cliff Richard gave us a few tips, so we ignored them, and we've come up with this ditty of our own.
Yeah, there's a few references in there I'd just like to explain to you. Bewley's is a tea shop where you can buy tea. And the Abbey is the Irish National Theatre. You know the sort of place where you can see that Sean O'Casey rubbish, you know, out of brown trousers and turf, that kind of thing. People dying of tuberculosis, you know.
Yeah, and emigrating for the lack of a bag of chips.
Yeah. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, our song for Europe goes something like this. Nam pa tu tekere 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 nam pa tu tekere 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 limpite 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 six pack.
Johnny was a lonely man, a carpenter from Pakistan, and in his heart the sun shone, though life hit him like a truncheon on the head. And Judy was a lonely chick, a lonely actress from Limerick. She longed for guides with sunshine. All she met were Egypt's nine times out of ten. And oh, can't we see what lonely Judy needs? Is the song from Johnny's heart to set her free.
Set her free.
If only they could meet and share a cup of tea, their loneliness would then be history. One day it rained, they both got wet by coincidence. That's how they met. They were sheltering in Bewley's, drinking tea, not bags, but loose leaf by the pot. Suddenly, she cautious stare, she thought, I'm gonna do this, I don't care, live tickets for the Abbey. But Johnny only spoke Punjabi, and that was that. And oh, what a shame, they couldn't speak the same language, so they are now still alone. We needn't be alone, we could purchase lingua phone. It's the kind of thing that we should not postpone. No one would be single if we were all multilingual. No one would be single anymore. Or. Think of procreation. Learn a little Serbo-Croatian. Reproduction needn't be a chore. Loosen up your tongue, go out and score. Think of all the babies on the floor. You could say, chez moi.
Yeah, por favor.
Mary and Joseph, that went down great, didn't it, Newlis?
Great.
We only wrote that this morning. Just guess what you can do in half an hour, isn't it? Fair play to you.
Oh, look. Facts. Oh, facts. The facts just come in from a listener. Hold on, here we go. Dear Nola, page 1 of 3. I was just standing by my fax machine when I heard you talking on the radio about your hair disaster. And I have to say, it really struck a chord with me. I had a similar experience only this time last year when I went into my local hairdresser, Dimpna. I said, I want my fringe feathered. She heard, give me dreadlocks, Dimpna. That's hairdressers for you. They only hear what they want to hear. So, big deal. I'm walking around with a funky, fashionable hairdo. But what good is that to me? I'm a 68-year-old grandmother. I want to say it's about time we all learn to stand up to hairdressers and say, it's not what I wanted. Good luck, Nuala, Nolene, Myrta. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights. P.S. Call around any time you want to skin up and chill, yeah?
Right. You know, that is so true. She put her finger on it, Nuala. It's about standing up for your rights at the end of the day, isn't it?
God, it is, absolutely. I mean, I have to say, I find myself saying, thanks very much, that's lovely, when what I really wanted to say was, you've ruined my life, you bastard.
No, it is true. I mean, you all look fantastic here tonight, and it's obvious that you have had your hair done for the gig. You know, for example, you, sir, there in the second row back.
Oh, this man here?
Yes. Now, I think your hair looks fabulous, but are you happy with it?
No, he sounds happy with it anyway.
He does, he's laughing.
Yeah.
Wow, it's gorgeous. Is that sort of crimped at the front there? Oh, sorry, there he is, hitting the mic with his head.
Oh, there's a gorgeous, absolutely beautiful blonde there.
Hello, how are you?
Hello.
Now, doesn't that beg the question, Nuala, bottled or real?
God, it's real, isn't it?
It's definitely real, is it?
Oh, yes, definitely.
And can I just ask, how often do you have to dye in those black roots?
Once every 6 months.
Really? They're absolutely gorgeous.
They are,
really
beautiful. It's fantastic.
Sorry to cut in there, Nuala. Can I just ask, what do people feel about unisex?
Yes or no? Talking about the salons now.
Yes, well, I would always say yes, but then again, I am a liberal.
True story, our friend Maura, having a root perm, turned to her left to see a gorgeous man having his burns trimmed, fell instantly in love. That was 3 months ago. They're now married with 5 children. So, do you know what I mean? I wouldn't knock it.
No. Do you mind if I ask you for the address of that salon, Nuala?
I have it here in my bag. Well, listen, it was great to get to know you all. And you look gorgeous.
And now it's time for band advice.
Band advice!
Is as important to a band as comfortable footwear. People often say to us, Nuala's, you look fantastic. Well, it's not contrived, it's completely organic. We have to wear these glasses. Bad eyesight, good image. And her glittery dresses were chosen for their reflective qualities, essential for when we're cycling home after a gig.
This is actually true of all the pop stars, you know. Val Dunigan feels the cold and he can't sit still for a minute. Hence, tank top and rocking chair.
That's right. Madonna, conical breasts, hence conical bra.
Garth Brooks, odd-shaped head, coverall hat.
Neil Diamond, allergic to corduroy, forever in blue jeans.
Liam Gallagher, insecure, fake eyebrows.
Chris de Burgh, related to bears, fur eyebrows.
Anyway, I think you get the point. It's important to go with who you are and what you have. Be true to yourself. So come on, William Hague, get back into the caftan and the clogs. It worked!
Advice.
Sorry, Nuala's, there's some fella called Ramon on the phone demanding to speak to you.
Oh, hello?
Hello, is that you? Do you think I've no ears?
What?
Yes, Nuala, your program's going out over the airwaves in case you haven't noticed, and I've got a radio and ears and feelings. You know what you've done, don't you? You've only ruined my reputation. My clientele is deserting me. Delia Smith's cancelled her body weight and Des Lynam has taken his moustache to a rival salon.
Yeah, okay, Ramon, but, like, what about my hair?
Didn't I tell you it was fabulous? The cheek of you. Where'd you get off, you little pint-sized crooner?
Nuala, that's an outrageous thing to say. You're not a crooner. Go on, stand up for yourself. Use your head.
Yeah, look at the state of it.
I mean, don't take that from him, Nuala. Tell him.
Well, hello? What have you got to say for yourself? Little Miss Silent? Quietie pants?
It's just that,
Go for it.
It's just what?
It's...
Go on.
Don't.
It's not what I wanted! Oh! Yeah! Oh, God! Oh,
might look like something that's dragged the cat in, but I tell you, that felt great.
It's great, Nola. You've been suffering in silence with that hideous hairdo. It's hard to imagine how you must have felt standing in front of an audience looking like that. Good on you.
Yeah, you told him, Nola. I have to say, if I were stuck with such a gorgeous haircut, I'd just go off on a 7-month retreat to somewhere like Birmingham.
Gosh, thanks a million for your support, Nola. It's great, you know. But do you know what I feel? I'm just doing my job like everybody else.
Like every other professional out there who's carrying on with their work even though they might be sick as a dog inside.
Like a plumber.
Like a plumber, you said it, Nola. You know when your drains are blocked and you call out the plumber and he comes around to your house and he's a big man in overalls, if you're lucky. And he's got his wrench in one hand and his plunger in the other. And you watch him as he kneels by your toilet bowl and he puts his arm down your toilet, right up to his armpit. Now, did the thought ever even cross your mind? Maybe he doesn't always enjoy his job.
I know what you mean, Nola. Did anyone notice there was a man over there? He was ticking your tickets on the way in. Did anyone realise that he was actually due to get married today? Just couldn't get anyone to swap shifts. True, you know.
I think what we are talking about at this stage, Nola, is the woes of the workers of the world.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to do a song now for you. It's a song about life, chips and chance. It's called Tragic Circumstance.
The man in the takeaway's frying the chips. Nobody knows that he needs a hip replacement. All people want is their burgers to go and their large curry chips. They don't want to know how he is, but his hip is making him sad, and that's why the food is so bad. It's limp. Everyone thinks that this silly man's rude because he won't smile when they order their food and drink. But he fell off his bike at the age of 15. The lorry reversed on his hip and he screamed, "Oh my God!" Folks complain when the service is late. They don't think of his desperate wait for a hip. Oh, the silent suffering, sorrow and misery of people in the fast food industry, slaving away to serve me and you.
I said a battered sausage.
But hey, remember, they're humans too.
Battered?
Hey, let's remember.
Remember!
Don't lose your temper.
Your temper!
Hey, remember, they're humans too. A girl in prosthetics is buying some chips. The man takes a chance and asks for a hip as payment. I don't want cash, he says, give me a limb. She opens her suitcase and finds one for him. Hope it fits. He clicks his new hip into place. It's too tight, you can tell from his face. He says, bummer. Oh, the silent suffering, sorrowful waitering of those who work in junk food catering, slogging away to serve me and you. Ignoring the mean things said in the queue.
Would you come on, hop along?
But hey, remember, they're humans too. Hey, let's remember.
Remember.
Don't lose your temper.
Temper.
From May to December.
December.
June to November.
November.
March to September.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, this package has come in for you, Nuala.
Oh, it's from Rod Stewart. Look. Dear Nuala, please accept this gift with my deepest sympathy. Mm. I know what you're going through. I know Ramon.
Oh.
I went to him all through the 70s. That no mirror lark is the biggest con trick in hairdressing. I remember the day I noticed myself in one of my videos and I realised I'd been going around looking like an Egypt for 10 years. I hope the enclosed wig makes you feel better. It's just a classic bob, but it helped me enormously in the lean times between sailing and my third comeback. Good luck, Nuala. Love, Rod.
God.
That's unbelievable, isn't he?
Yeah, he's so giving.
You know he is. Rod Stewart is the Mother Teresa of the rock world. He really is.
That's the problem solved. Just pop Rod's bob on your head and there you go, Nuala.
Well, do you know something? I don't see why I should be reduced to wearing Rod Stewart's cast-off wig. You know what? I am bucking. Bucking mad.
Do you know something? We, the ordinary people, we let hairdressers get away with murder.
Let's stand up for our rights, you know? We've got to let hairdressers know how we feel. Am I right?
Yes, you are.
Well, what do we want?
What do we ask for?
When do we want it?
At the time we make the appointment.
What do we not want?
Scissor happy stickers.
Where are we going on our holidays this year?
None of your business.
Repeat.
Stop it. Stop it, all of you.
What? Ramon.
Stop. I can't listen to another word.
How did you get in?
I was in the middle of a serious blue rinse, for your information. I just had to throw down my towel, jump in my car, and come here to defend my trade.
Gosh.
Hairdressers aren't born, you know. They're adopted by the profession. The hairdresser's apprenticeship is hard. I thought I could just walk in and start trimming. But oh no, for the first 3 years, the closest you get to hair is sweeping it off the floor. You spend the next 3 years with hands like prunes, washing, 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 cleaning the flakes of scalp out of the plug hole. Are they normal? Are they greasy? Fly away, who cares? Your head explodes with frustration. You have to take a year off, and then you're back. Just combing and teasing, while someone else who didn't take a year off gets to cut right beside you, often on the same head.
Oh,
oh no. Yeah. And then they let you trim a bit, yeah. Trim my arse, just behind the ears or at the back, where no one cares. But not me. Oh, no, not this little snipper daddy-o. I was secretly trimming dolls' heads at home, honing my craft. 12 years I've worked now, building up a salon so exclusive even I can't get in sometimes. To think after all that I'm going to take suggestions from a customer? I did my time.
Nuala, I think he's angry.
No, Nuala, I'm not angry. I'm glad. You've shown me the light, Nuala. I want to forget the frustrations of the past and start listening to the customers of the future.
Well, Ramon, that's absolutely brilliant. So I was wondering, right...
Never shut up, Nuala. Just leave it to me. I know what I have to do. And let's call this the apology cut.
Wow.
Now.
Oh, Nuala, you look fantastic.
Oh, my God, Nuala, it's so you.
Ramon, I love it. What do you call this?
Well, I call it an equisflagellum, but in lay ladies' terms, it's the ponytail. Well, there you go. I came, I saw, I quaffered, and now I'm off. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Bye.
Oh, God, he's mad, isn't he? Do you think he's on something?
Oh, they all are, Nuala. Sure, there's so many chemicals involved in modern hairdressing. They're all out of their heads. They're high as kites.
Yeah, did you get a load of his pants?
Yeah. Apparently chicken wire is in.
Jeez, Nuala, you look different.
Oh, Seamus. Yeah, what do you think?
Is it a new dress? Anyway... we've got to go for a wrap. Do not prolong. Let's get on with the song.
Thanks, Seamus. And very quickly, before we push on with the end of the show, I'd just like to say thanks very much to the BBC for giving us this opportunity to sing on the radio, because it's a dream come true for all of us, particularly me, because since I was a child, I've always wanted to be a singer, but I wasn't really encouraged because I went to a rural Irish Catholic convent. And I remember going along to the career guidance nun, Sister Direction in Life. And I remember she said to me, Nuala, if you want to sing, become a nun and sing for Jesus, because God is everywhere. And sure, isn't that the biggest audience you could ever hope to play to? That same sister left the nunhood a few years after, and she got a sex change and a blazoon jacket, and she became Daniel O'Donnell.
That's true, isn't it, you know? And speaking of nuns, we'd like to take you all for a ride.
Bridget the Nun on her little bike. Bridget the Nun, she's as quick as you like. Bridget the Nun, she was never slow. Go, Bridget, go, Bridget, go, go, go. Bridget was the quickest nun in Ballinasloe. She'd deliver 50 meals on wheels all in one go. Speeding through the parish like a bat out of hell. They'd all be waving and she'd answer with her bicycle bell. But she'd been pedalling much too hard. Her little legs were getting tired. Bridget the Nun on her little bike. Bridget the Nun's not as quick as she'd like. Bridget the Nun, she was getting slow. Oh, Bridget, oh, Bridget, oh, oh, oh. Bridget was deflated like a tire that's been skewered. So the people bought a ticket and they sent her to Lourdes. She bathed in the waters and was physically healed. But inside she was yearning for her spokes and her wheels. Then the shiny lady in cycling gear made a holy bicycle appear. Then she was Bridget the Nun in the Tour de France. Bridget the Nun, is she with a chance? Bridget the Nun, she was never slow. Go, Bridget, go, Bridget, go, go, go. The cycling commentators, they didn't rate her. But Bridget was driven by a power that was greater. Dragging Ireland's hope up the Alpine slope. With God and her pump, she knew she would cope. Soon the Arc de Triomphe was in sight. Then Paris saw her bike take flight. Oh, she was Bridget the Nun in the air above. Bridget the Nun on her bike of love. Bridget the Nun, only God will choose whether or not you will win or lose. Go, Bridget, go, Bridget, don't be slow. Bridget, go, Bridget, go, Bridget, don't be slow. Bridget, go, Bridget, go, Bridget, don't be slow. Bridget, go, Bridget, go, Bridget, go, Bridget, go. Oh, lay, oh, lay, oh, lay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks a million. Well, that's the end of the show. Tune into the Newlers again next week. If you're a bit forgetful, just stay sitting right where you are, and before you know it, we'll be right back.
The Newlers contain the Newlers and Seamus. The writing was done by Sue Collins, Karen Egan, Anne Gildee and Paul Toilak, with some more by Tom Jameson and Nev Fountain. The producing was done by Joe Clegg.